C3 AI software allows you to develop AI applications with less code, less resources, and less maintenance. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, January 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We talked earlier this week about how many companies are budgeting for salary boosts in 2022, both to entice new recruits and retain existing staff. But as inflation continues to rise, companies are also earmarking funds for cost of living adjustments, or COLAs.
Your wage increase is kind of tied to inflation. So if inflation rises 6%, you get a 6% wage increase. If it rises 3%, you get a 3% pay increase. So it's there basically to protect you from rapidly rising inflation.
So who's in line for a COLA raise? And why are some economists raising red flags? WSJ economics reporter David Harrison has been digging into the numbers, and we'll talk to him about it after the break.
C3 AI Enterprise AI software supercharges your ERP installation, making it fully predictive. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
As inflation takes a bigger bite out of people's bank accounts, many companies are boosting the cost of living adjustments, or COLAs, that they give employees. And while those increases could help workers make ends meet, many economists have raised concerns about their long-term economic effects. WSJ economics reporter David Harrison has been going through the numbers and is with us to explain. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure thing. Thank you.
So, David, these cost of living adjustments, or COLAs, have been around for a long time. Why are we hearing about them so much now?
Yeah, so COLAs really are relevant at a time when inflation is rising rapidly. So, you know, for the past three decades, you really hadn't seen much inflation. So there, it really wasn't advantageous in contract negotiations for labor unions to try to negotiate for a cost of living adjustment. Now that inflation is back and is rising rapidly, all of a sudden a COLA makes a lot more sense if you're trying to negotiate wage increases for your members, because it basically protects them from the rise in the cost of living.
And what's the difference between a COLA and a traditional pay raise?
Well, a traditional pay raise is just that. I mean, you get a raise of a certain percentage or a certain amount that's basically set by either between you and your employer or by your employer. But it doesn't take into account inflation. So, you know, if inflation is, say, 5% and you get a pay raise of 4%, you're actually missing out because your cost of living is going to go up faster than your pay raise. The difference with a COLA is that your wage increase is kind of tied to inflation. So if inflation rises 6%, you get a 6% wage increase. If it rises 3%, you get a 3% pay increase. So it's there basically to protect you from rapidly rising inflation.
So what triggers these COLAs to go into effect when inflation starts to rise significantly?
Well, a number of things. In the case of union contracts that have COLAs, it's the agreement between the labor union and the employers. So in that case, that's something that's hashed out and negotiated. And, you know, we've seen lately a few major contracts that have included a COLA clause. So in that case, that's sort of where it's spelled out. Some states also have a cost of living adjustment tied to their minimum wage rates. So when inflation goes up, your minimum wage goes up. And so that's going to happen this year as inflation has gone up. These states are going to see a minimum wage workers in several of these states, like Arizona or Colorado or Minnesota, are going to see their pay go up.
And these minimum wage workers, are they also union employees?
Not necessarily. No, these could just be people who work minimum wage jobs. And, you know, as inflation rises, you know, under the state's minimum wage laws, their pay goes up.
So what kind of an increase are we talking about?
For instance, in Arizona, which is one of the states that has tied their minimum wage to inflation, the hourly pay raise for a minimum wage worker is went up 5.3% at the beginning of this year of 2022. And last year, by contrast, it only went up 1.3%. So, you know, that's a clear sign that we've seen rapidly rising inflation in 2021, which has led to a significant bump in the minimum wage. So as of the beginning of this year, a minimum wage worker in Arizona makes $12.80 an hour, up from $12.15.
You know, we've seen some contentious union contract negotiations in recent months involving large companies where salary and COLAs were sticking points. How big a role are COLAs expected to play going forward?
It's likely that as, you know, more of these contract negotiations come up, that unions are going to start asking for COLAs as part of the regular negotiations, as part of the regular contract renewals. So we definitely could see more unions asking for trying to put COLA clauses into their contracts.
Now, these COLAs can definitely help people deal with escalating costs of living. But why does giving these increases to employees concern economists?
Well, there's a risk that if wages and inflation rise together, they could kind of spiral upward. So as inflation rises, wages rise, which pushes inflation up, which pushes wages up again. And that, you know, it's called a wage price spiral. And that could be a possibility that it could lead to a situation in which inflation rises very, very rapidly. So far, there's not much evidence that's actually happening, but it's something that economists are keeping an eye out for. And, you know, I'm sure if something like that does start to take effect, that's something the Fed would probably want to respond to. But so far, economists say there hasn't been much evidence that's taking place.
Oh, okay. And, you know, David, we've been talking about union members and minimum wage workers, but are COLAs typically offered to workers outside of those groups?
It's mostly something that we see with union contracts. You're really much more likely to see it for workers who are in unions. And then, you know, as we said, for these minimum wage workers in those states that have tied their minimum wage to inflation. For the vast majority of American workers who don't belong to unions, we don't see that many COLAs for them. And that, for them, it's more like you're more likely to see a standard sort of wage increase.
Now, outside of work environments, where else do COLAs typically come up?
Social Security has a cost of living adjustment. So, you know, if retirees, the checks the retirees get kind of goes up with inflation. And there was, several years there where inflation was very low. And so, Social Security checks didn't go up very much on a year-to-year basis. That's likely to change now as inflation rises. We're probably going to see sort of bigger bumps in benefits to, retirees who get Social Security.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter David Harrison. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure thing. Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
C3 AI Enterprise AI software supercharges your ERP installation, making it fully predictive. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.